Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show, where she will provide answers to your life questions. During this hour, Ada Marie will talk about a favorite topic, then take your questions. Place all fears aside and know that there is a solution to every problem. She will lead you to the discovery that your life is meant to be about joy. Ada Marie is a revolutionary seer, conscious medium, healer, life coach, and counselor. Growing up on a farm in the eastern Montana prairie, Ada Marie was taught herbal medicine and mentored in intuitive sight by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. This knowledge had been handed down through generations. Being a seer and survivor, she trains and guides you on a path of physical and emotional regeneration, which is invaluable to understanding the individual steps necessary to achieve vitality and a life filled with inner calm and peace. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge. Her life mission is to pass this knowledge on to others, and so I'd like to welcome the star of the show, Ada Marie. How are you doing, honey?
I'm great. How are you doing, dear?
I'm doing great, too. It's always
good.
A joy to have Wednesday afternoons roll around and spend an hour with you.
Well, and I enjoy that hour with you, too, because you're very helpful to me. You know, I get a lot of things that are just direct, but you kind of put them together so people can understand them.
Well, I'm glad if I can do that. I go with the flow, you know?
And that's what you do, you know. When I give somebody an answer, the answer is so direct that they need that help that you give them to understand what was said. And I'm channeling, so I can't change what I get.
Right.
But you can explain it, and you do explain it. You're wonderful to work with, I tell you. I appreciate it.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad. I appreciate it. It's a very symbiotic relationship. Today, our first caller has suggested the topic of power, how to have power when you don't feel like you have power. And so let's start off talking a little bit about that. I mean, you and I tossed that around before the show began.
Yeah.
You had some great things to say. So let's kind of start at the very beginning and see where it goes.
Okay. Well, power, everyone has a degree of power. It's how they choose to activate it. If it's in a positive manner, then their voice will be strong and positive. If it's in a negative manner and they're using some kind of power over somebody to hold them down, they will be more critical and very, very hard to follow because the things they're going to say are going to make you feel bad. They're going to be hard and harsh. So when you're trying to deal with your own power, remember, more flies are caught with honey than with vinegar.
Well,
my grandma used to say that all the time.
My mother used to say that all the time, and it's so true.
Right.
I was just thinking from the standpoint of being in the position with a negative person, what's the best way to claim your power then?
To be silent?
Mm-hmm.
Silence is golden.
Mm.
And when you're in the process of being around a person who is putting you down or being very negative, you either have to get up and walk away or you have to fall silent and say nothing. When you fall silent and say nothing, they're going to get fearful.
Mm.
You see?
That'll catch them off guard, won't it?
Pardon?
It'll catch them off guard.
Right. And they won't know what you're thinking. Not only that, they won't know how to respond.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone did that to me this morning, they were very rude and nasty, and it was a family member, and I just sat there, and when they got all done, I said thank you and walked away.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it.
Yep. Well, I know that's what you always say. Thank you and walk away.
Yeah. And,
yep.
And that is powerful. I mean, that's very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to know that you can do that, and you can do it, and you haven't harmed yourself, and you haven't harmed them. That's just the answer.
Well, you mentioned there were some steps or exercises that you could do to claim your power.
Yes, there are. And the first one is, for most everybody, especially young people, if they look in the mirror in the morning and tap their temples and say, I am a wonderful, powerful, happy person. Now, those three words are powerful words, but when they say that, their consciousness is going to pick that up and hold it. So if they run aground with somebody who's being nasty, they have three choices: either to turn around and walk away, or to respond with a thank you, or to just look at them straight in the eye, and they'll shut up.
Mm.
Many times I've been confronted with people, and they're going right at me, and I just stand still, and I look at them. And when they get to close enough to me to see that I'm looking them in the eye, they just freeze.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you look somebody in the eye and don't say a word, it scares them to death.
Mm-hmm.
It does. I mean, let me tell you. So I would say to people, if you have to be confronted by somebody like that, be silent, look right at them. Don't look away. Look them in the eye. And then say thank you and walk away. And you have overpowered them because you have not given them anything to eat on or scream at you about. You have just overpowered them. You've taken away all their power.
How can you use your power to manifest the results that you want?
By doing it in a positive manner. If you write it in a positive manner and you write it out on longhand and then read it and then deliver it into the ether with the power. You have created your power, and the link will join with your writing, and the power will come.
Doesn't it all?
I had one guy who wanted a job, and he wanted this job very badly, and he was in line for the job, but somehow he always got people went over him. So when I talked to him, I said, listen, you write down exactly what you want, and then exactly what you're willing to give for this kind of a job, because it will stand you good for a lifetime. And then read it three times, and if it's perfectly fine with you the way you've written it, put it under your pillow. And once again, when you send in your resume, send it in with very positive statements and thank them for reading it. He got the job.
Beautiful.
Yeah. But see, sometimes there's a lot of things, like somebody will have a cousin or a brother or somebody that they hire instead of you, only to find out that they're going to get in real trouble. And then they'll find you if you keep sending in your resume.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of that stuff that goes around and around and around. And you have to know that you are willing to wait it out and continue sending in your resume or whatever, or send it to another company. I mean, there's more than one company to send it to.
Right.
So you can do that too. In fact, one lady sent out four of them, and the first time she sent them, she sent all four of them. Second time she sent them, she sent all four of them. And finally, the third time she sent them, three people responded.
Oh.
And the first one responded saying that you were so determined, we figured you would be a good person for the job, to get the job done.
That's great.
And I thought that was a wonderful response.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, that really helped. And she's still there. This is almost her 30th anniversary of being there.
Well, it sounds like being positive is a key, and you always talk about holding the knowing.
That's right. That's positive.
Yeah. Can you explain what that is for people that might not be familiar with it?
Okay. Well, my dad taught us to hold the knowing. He said, if you know you want something, and you know it's good for you, and you know you're not going to harm anybody, then hold the knowing. See yourself in the position. Look in the mirror. Tap your temple. Say, I am such and such a person in such and such a job. And he really, I went through life knowing that there was always another job. If I lost that job, there would be another one. All I had to do was have the knowing, find a place I wanted to go. I very rarely ever lost a job, but I've had a lot of people that do. And part of the problem that they do is because they do too much takeover stuff. And they try to change the company. They think it could be better, but they don't hire you to do that. They hire you to do the work they have to have done.
Right.
They don't hire you to take over the company and run it.
No, I would say not.
And a lot of people try that. You know, they think, oh, there's a better way, but use their way because they hired you to do that.
Right, right.
And I say that all the time. I said, stop running the company. That's not your job. Do your job. Do the job they give you. That's enough. So that happens. So many people, they just think they got such a big hat on. They end up without a job.
Mm-hmm.
That happens.
Well,
I want to say one thing about the knowing, if I can.
Oh, please do, yes.
And this goes back a long way. When we were little kids and we were given an assignment to do, like, you know, you have to learn your ABCs. You have to learn from A to Z, but you're going to learn A, B, C, D, E, F, and that's it. You're going to learn that. You're going to learn it backward and forward, backward and forward. And then when that's done and somebody says, A, B, C, what's next? And you can say D, then you've learned it. Okay. And it's the same way with any other occupation. If you know the job and you know it so well that whenever anybody asks you something, you can say dot, 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 there. And they know that you studied and you've learned the work. And that really makes a difference in getting a job.
That's a good suggestion. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it works.
What, can we talk a little bit about prayer?
Yeah. I pray all the time.
Yeah.
I just finished before the phone rang.
What are the most helpful types of prayers to say when you're trying to manifest something?
Genuine. Okay.
Could you give an example of one?
I'm going to give an example.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Say I'm working at something and I need $25,000. That's what it calls for me to get this job put together. So I say to God, God, you know, I got all the ducks in a row, but the requirement here, not the need, not the want, not the wish, the requirement here is $25,000. Now, I'm turning that over to you because that's your job to bring it through that door to me. Just like that.
And it has the highest good, doesn't it?
Right. And it has to be for the highest good. They will not support anything that isn't for the highest good. So don't think that you can ask for something to harm somebody. It's going to harm you, not them.
Right.
So, but you can say, okay, the requirement here, I'm using the figure 25,000 because everybody understands that, not too high. Some people, one man asked for $15 million,
uh-huh.
And within 5 months he had it, and he had the whole company is big today.
Wow.
He found a backer, and the guy just put the money on the table.
Beautiful.
So you can ask, and you can know what it is that you need to accomplish something with. Now, if you need $10,000, for hell's sake, don't ask for three, because you can't do anything with it. You see, you need the 10. The requirement is the 10.
I've heard it before to not put limits on your
right.
To say that I need $25,000 or something better.
Right. Or I require. When you require something, the need is gone, so the requirement can be filled.
Gotcha.
And so I try to, when people come for private counseling, I say, you don't need, you don't want, you don't wish. You require.
Yeah, need implies a problem, doesn't it?
Right, it does apply a problem. And when people have come with cancer, and I've worked with those people, and I know what caused the cancer. It's something that was eating at them that they never took care of. So we work and work and work until they say to me, I know I can do this. And I look right at them and I say, would you repeat that? And I make them repeat it three times, and then they start laughing. They say, you know what you're doing to me? I said, I know what I'm doing to you. Do you know what you're doing to you?
And
they say, well, I believe me now.
Yeah.
See, but I make them do it so that it sets in their brain. Three times it's going to set it in their brain. So that's how I make it. That's how I make them do it, and they do it, and it works.
Okay.
So anybody listening in the radio audience can try it. If they require, and they are, it's positive, and it's strong. It is, could be somebody sleeping in the park because they don't have a job.
Right.
They could sit down and think about it. They don't have a pencil or paper, but they could decide what it is, and they could say it silently in their head, out loud, say it any way they want to say it, but have the knowing when they say it that this is the requirement that is going to be filled. It has to be filled. So it will be filled. So be careful what you ask for. I have to laugh at people who I've worked with for years. They always say, caution me, don't forget to tell people to be careful what they ask for. Because, you know, you ask for this and you think, oh, this is cat's meow, this is all I need, when reality hits them and that isn't quite the way it is.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, so when you set out to fill a need, a requirement, the requirement becomes most important, and you send it out and forget it. Drop it. Let the universe bring it back to you. There is where the problem is. If you talk about it to somebody, if you're telling some friend about it, you're shooting yourself in the foot, because they have thoughts about what they think about it, and their thoughts are not good for you. So when you have a requirement and you've turned it over and you've handed it to God, stop talking. Shut your mouth. Be silent. It's golden. And it works.
Okay. Well, let's take Keisha's call. She's the one that suggested the topic. And then if we don't have other callers, we can talk some more about that or another subject.
Okay, that's good.
Okay. Keisha, I'm coming to you. Okay, Keisha, you're live.
Hi.
Hi there.
Good?
That's good. I was wondering, I would like to move, and I was wondering, what direction do you see, or where do you see me where I'm meant to be at?
Well, you have choices to be where you wish to be, but why? What are you asking that for without having a point to be there? Are you wanting a job? Are you wanting to? What are you wanting to do?
Well, I want to find a place that's more suitable for me, and I don't know. This might be the place where I'm at right now, but I was kind of wondering if, you know, Spirit is showing you there's another place that might be open to my energy.
There are probably several, but they're not as convenient as the one you have now.
I know.
That was interesting. So I would.
I know.
Okay. So that your choice is really should be to stay where you are right now, for the time being.
for the time being. Okay. Mm-hmm. No, I was just wondering if there's, like, maybe in the next 6 months, because I would like to go somewhere.
Yeah, maybe 6 months from now you might have a much nicer place and stronger place.
But in the same area. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Just keep your eyes and ears open.
Definitely.
You know, just pay attention. Stay alert.
Okay. All right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, because it might be that. Yeah, I know what you're saying. I know.
Yeah.
Because that house, that
and,
place.
And if you always.
Will pop out. Yeah, I know.
Mhm. Because there is a place to move up for you in a few months, near fall. So, and it's a nice place. People, you'd like to work with the people.
Yeah.
So just kind of pay attention. Just keep all your ducks in a row and go out and do what you do.
Awareness is so important, isn't it?
It is very important.
Yeah.
Right.
And our desires do change from time to time. I think that if we're questioning something, that perhaps we need to just live into the answer a bit.
Yeah, just
be
aware and the answer will come. If you have asked it in a positive manner, if you put it out there in a very positive way that it is good for you, it works for you, it works for the people you work with, then it will come.
Okay. Be patient.
Okay?
Yes.
Does that make sense?
It does. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Keisha, did you have any questions about what we were talking about before?
No, you guys really... I mean, you took it to other places, too, and I, so now I got to sit here and ponder about all the stuff that you guys were saying. But, yeah, I do understand about, I love the way that she brought up the points about how to handle when you're in a certain negative situations, how to handle people. And
Yeah, I
love that. So she went into different avenues, and now I had to go in and think about it and see, you know, how can I include that into my daily life, because I do encounter a lot of negativity day to day. It'd be different stuff, and I'd just be like, how do I handle this? And it's just be another chance to outthink the universe, how to overcome this negative energy just came into my space. And so now, you know, like I said, I just have to gain my power back when I'm in those spaces, gain my power back, stand my ground, and she also gave the attack strategy, which is don't even say nothing, just look them in the face like they're crazy and walk away. So I'm going to try that, okay?
It works. Believe me, it works. You'll be amazed.
I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I'm going to try it, though.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling. Is there anything else you'd like us to talk about today? We're waiting for other callers, so, you know, we're a blank slate waiting to be painted.
What can I talk about? How do you deflect? Do you do anything to deflect negative energies when it comes into your space? Or is there, like, rituals that
you have to immediately, if it's coming face-to-face, wrap yourself in white light and just look, stare at them. Don't speak. Don't move. Just stare at them. Look them right in the eye. And they'll stop talking because they can't stand it.
Right. Okay.
They do. They just shut up. And most of the time walk away if there's a place to walk away to.
Right.
Well, one of the ladies that has been a client of mine for a long time, she says, I walk away. I just give them that look, and I just turn around and walk away.
Yeah, so, usually
well,
I do
be
that.
Working. You seem to be doing well, huh?
I say, yeah, that I usually do that, just walk away. But now they'll corner you, and you be like, I don't know how to handle this. They'll put you in a corner, and it's just like, this ain't gonna
All
work.
You do is say thank you and walk away.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Yeah. So
and then you've got their respect.
You do, like, early? You don't do, like, when you leave the house, is there, like, prayers or anything? Or it's just a matter of seeing or being aware that you're about to be attacked psychically or whatever, and you just go ahead and pull that veil around you, a veil of light around you?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you do?
Right. But put
right.
the white light
okay.
around you before you leave your house.
Yeah.
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 I wrap it around the car. I wrap it around me. I wrap it around the place I'm going. I just
uh-huh.
automatically fill everything with white light.
Mm-hmm.
I do it at home, and I say, okay, I'm going to this address. I'm filling the people with pink, and I'm wrapping the place in divine white light. Because pink is love, and that makes them nice, treat you nice.
Oh, pink. All right.
You know, pink is love.
The
and that
voice,
works.
The
that works
court.
Very well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you have crystals, Keisha?
I do, but I have them packed away deep in my car somewhere, and I don't know where. I got so much stuff in my car, I don't even know where to pull them out at without taking the whole car apart. Yeah, but I do have a rose quartz. And I have a clear quartz, and I have other small citrine. I don't know if I bought the citrine, and I used to have an amethyst, but I don't know. I think I don't know how to re-energize. It seems like the rocks,
yeah,
if they get full, there was too much
negative. All you
got to
do is set them in the window in the sun.
Oh, you like
that's all you got to
okay.
do.
Yeah.
Just set them in the window in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
That'll do it. The sun will do it. The sun
okay.
covers the earth. And if you put them in the window in the sun, you'll get mm-hmm. the help.
The rose quartz is powerful, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. It turns everybody into a loving mood because it just automatically, it emanates love, and love in the heart center, not love of food or love of whatever. In the heart center. So you don't need
oh, wow.
a very big piece of pink quartz to turn a whole room of people around.
Right. So how do you activate
yeah.
it when you're like, how do you activate it when
set it
once
in
you're
the window.
In? I mean, like
just set
like
it
what
in
you
the
said,
window.
When you're in a whole room of people, how do you use it to activate it, to activate its energy to bring that about? Is it just the fact that it's around, it's in that
okay.
area, or is
no.
it?
No. If you have, where do you keep it at home?
Well, I have it
she
right
doesn't
there
have
in my
it.
Car. It's in my car.
Yeah, she doesn't have it
out. And pull it out. But, I mean, if I wanted to activate this energy, is it just the sun? Or, like, if... like you said, you're in a room full of people.
You can personally activate it if you're in a positive mood. You can
okay,
activate
it's just about
it.
Intention.
You can take it.
Yeah.
Take it in your hand, or put your hand on it if it's a big piece, and thank it for all the blessings it's serving right now at this instant to everybody surrounding you, and the room, and all the things that are being spoken of. Because what's being spoken of is what creates the mood of the room.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So try it, Keisha. Dig it out of your car.
Yeah, it's somewhere near. It's just a mess, and I don't want to mess with it, you know. But I'll get it out now. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for suggesting the topic for the day, and we do have another call, so we're going to move on, but God bless you.
God bless you also. Okay, you have a good night. Bye-bye.
Thank
you. You too. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, our next caller is from area code 904. What is your name, please?
My name is Patty. How are you doing?
Good, Patty. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I had talked with Ada, about a month ago, or a little more than a month, maybe, and I was in job hunting mode.
Okay.
And they did find something. It was an office-type job, and I was on a salary or hourly. So after about, and it's a new business that's just kind of trying to get off the ground, and after about 3 weeks, they decided that it wasn't the time to keep it open because there's other things calling the owner in different directions. But so they've kind of switched gears, and now it's at a place where I could kind of work from home and still do some appointments and just go to the office when people come in, but it would switch from an hourly to a commission basis as well. And at the same time, I thought, I could open a business like this myself and do this. I could do this easy. So I was just and I was listening to you, you know, and I would have to get the ducks in a row, of course. It takes a little bit of time to put things together. So I was listening to you about using, you know, offering up to God that you are required for this amount of money because I don't have the finances to get it going, but it wouldn't be a lot. But anyway, I just wanted to see if you think it's...
Okay. If it wouldn't be a lot, then ask for three times the amount. Because what don't seem like a lot right now will turn into more. And then the money will start coming.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, do you think I should just go with them for a while? And does it seem
it's
viable for... Yeah. I'm just not sure if it would... be worth my time.
You
want to
save up
days,
something.
But.
You want to have something in. You want to have something in the pot at home, to be able to fall back on. If you know that would be a good thing. But if you're doing good with them right now, you'll learn a lot, and that education will be extremely valuable.
Right. It's just going from paid salary to commission, and I just You know, wondering if you see that it would still be viable, that it would still work out that way for a while.
Well, because I think you've done a good job, and I think you can draw customers without a problem.
Yeah, I'm good with people and talking to people.
You appear to have. Yeah, you're very good at that. So I would go along with it and make it move right along. Just. You know, don't waver. Just keep going forward.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But do you see that it would be good for me to start my own business like that as well?
Later on, I would say it would take several months until you get the kinks out of it.
Right.
And then you could,
Yeah, great. Well, yeah, just... looked like a good idea. I thought, I could do this.
Right.
Sounds like an inspiration.
She is an inspiration.
Yeah, and I thought, maybe
inspiration.
Maybe that's the reason why I landed across this, just because I've worked for myself before, and I like working for myself. And I thought, this just gave me an idea. So maybe that's why I crossed paths with it.
It's very, very good.
Yeah.
Sounds excellent, actually.
Yeah, cool. Well, I guess I'll just carry on then and stay with it and stay positive and save that money up.
Yeah, absolutely stay positive and let us know how you're doing.
I will, yeah. I enjoy your
show.
Patty,
I have a question for you. We don't have any other callers yet, but is there a topic you would like to have us discuss in the interim?
Oh, let's see. Nothing's really just like popping into my mind. I mean, a lot of the stuff that you talk about, I've, taken courses and worked on in my own self and my own development over the years, and we've worked on intentions and setting intentions. And so I'm familiar with a lot of what you say, and everybody's got a little bit, of their own way and technique to offer. But I, you know, I think it's just really interesting to, you know, what Ada says, just, you know, offering it up to God and you know, divine beings to assist you, you know, to sort of bring it into manifestation.
And they do assist.
I know, they do, and it's really quite amazing. Yeah.
Yeah,
and
the key is to let
it
go.
Pardon me?
Right.
So the key is to let it go.
To let go of it.
Right.
Not worry about
right.
it.
Not think about
right.
it, not talk about it. Just release
right.
it. That's the
and
secret.
That was,
and I try to tell people that, and they look at me. I said, don't take it to bed. Put it out there and leave it out there, and don't discuss it with your friends.
Yeah.
Be
that's
silent.
A good point, because
silence.
Sometimes I just... Silence is golden.
What they do is they shoot you down. That's
right.
what they do. Because they didn't
yeah.
think of it.
Right.
So don't discuss it with anybody.
All right. Just let it be taken care of, and it'll come to you when it's due to come to you, right?
Right. And yeah. usually, when you have put something out there and you've been very quiet and you've let it be set, let it sit there, within 3 to 4 months, you will see, in the meantime, a little will come, but after 3 months or so, it'll come, start coming quite rapidly because it's got a long way around. It's had time to get out in the universe.
Right. That's a big universe to travel, huh?
You're right.
And I always ask for the highest good, too. Huh?
Right. And you ask for the highest good for everybody, you know. And
right.
when I started my classes in California, I had 5 people, and I told them they could bring a guest every week. They could bring a guest free one time, and if the guest wanted to stay, then they could come back the next week, but they would have to pay. Within less than 30 days, I had 60 people in the room.
Wow.
I mean, they
wow.
just. Everybody brought somebody, and everybody that brought somebody else. And they came, and they shared, and they were grateful to get the things, you know. Everybody has something to offer. It isn't just me,
right.
it's everybody. And if we
right.
share it and talk about it, then it helps everybody. I mean, I'm just one
right.
person, but there's... Every one of you are a person, and every one of you have something to share. And in a group where you know that you're being appreciated for your effort, it really makes a difference.
It sure does.
Right.
Well, we do have another caller, so we're going to move on,
okay.
Patty. We wish you all the best. God bless.
Oh, thank you for your kindness.
Yeah.
God bless you both, too. Thank you so much. I'll stay in touch.
Yeah,
right.
And it
God
sounds
bless.
Like... Yeah, it sounds like you've got a lot of the keys down pat, so that's great.
Right. Yeah, working on them.
Yeah.
All right.
There you
thank
go.
You so much. All right, have a great night.
Oh,
thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is from area code 216. What's your name, please?
Yes, hi. My name is Patricia. I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio. Thank you for taking my
hi,
call.
Hi, Patricia. How are you?
We're doing good. I have concerns and questions about employment, self-employment, bridge jobs. Been applying, but I'm really having difficulty getting other types of work. I've been doing this part-time hospitality work, you know, running and serving, but it's hard on my body, and I'm over 30 years old, and I wanted to just really start. I can only do certain types of jobs. I have no car. I have no smartphone. I have no internet at home. I tried the temp agencies, but that you have to, they want all this recent experience, 6 months and all this other stuff. Now, I also had wanted to start working as a production assistant. And I know that will probably be seasonal, too. And I know we're not one of the big, you know, film towns, but here in Cleveland, working on commercials and photo shoots. And I'm new to that, but as I said, I'm a bit frustrated, and plus, so yeah.
Well, what you better do, you better, let me tell you what you better do. You better sit down with a pencil and paper, and barring no thought of anything anywhere, write down the kind of job you will take, the kind of people you will work with, how far you're going to drive to work, how, fortunately, maybe not too far, and how you're going to enjoy the work, and how you're going to be able to build a wonderful rapport with the people at work, and therefore become a part of a team, and that team will keep you on their books for years. But you have to be positive, you have to smile, you have to be healthy, you have to be loving, you have to be insightful. So when you're writing that paper out, be sure that you add all those qualities that you would like to have in other people to meet them for yourself. Okay?
All right.
Got it? It's very important, because if you write it out and read it three times, it will start to cook in your brain and in your demeanor and your body, and you will begin to see results.
All right, so example, like I, Patricia, am now working as a production assistant and with on commercials and such, and I'm working with loving, peaceful, you know, healthy, supportive people.
Right. All those things that you want to have in that workspace. And write it, read it, write it, read it, read it over and over till you get it right, the way you want it to be.
I like the way you started out, Patricia, because you put it in the present as if it's happening now. I like that very much.
That's very important that you're writing it in the present tense.
Now, would I give all
that
time?
That's very, very important, yeah.
Like I'm now
that's
working.
That's important that you write it, yeah.
And I'm earning X
Go
amount
ahead.
Of money.
Well, wait a minute. You're working if you're writing that out.
Okay.
You're writing out your work.
Okay.
And then you're writing it out. And then you're going to go out and scout around and find it. Pay attention. Listen to people when you're in a group. Listen to who's talking, what they're talking about. Look in the paper and see if you see something in the paper that hits you. Get over there and look at it.
Okay.
Don't put it off till tomorrow. Do it today.
Right, right. All right. Well, is that it?
Right, that's it. I see you working in about a week, so get busy.
All right. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, honey.
Love how it works out, Patricia.
Thank you.
If she does, she's very positive. It'll be very good.
Yes, she is. Okay. Well, we do have another caller. Just to let people know, Ada Marie is available for full sessions. She gives the first 15 minutes for free, and she can be reached. I'll give you the phone number and website in just a moment. She can be reached by phone from 6 in the morning until 6 at night Pacific time. That's West Coast time. And her website is thegoldenoracle.com. Her phone number is 520-896-9510. And one of the other things she does do is she does communicate with the dead. She will not do mediumship of that sort on the radio. She will do that in a private session. So that's something else you can consider doing with her if that's of interest to you. And right now I'm going to go to area code 551. And what is your name, please?
Hi, my name is T.
T, is it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's an unusual name. How are you, T?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Good. Say hello to Ada Marie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, Ada. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good.
What have you been up to?
Just trying to figure some stuff out in my life.
Good. Are you working?
Yes, I am.
Good. Good. Because always if you're working, a better job will come along.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. And what is your question?
My question is about relationships.
You what?
Her question has to do with relationships. What's the question, T?
Pretty much. I was just in a place where I'm having some trust issues with guys, and I just really want to know, like, as far as dating, if I would ever, like, meet the person that could deal with those kind of trust issues.
Are you on speakerphone, T? Because your voice is muffled.
Yeah, it's hard to hear.
No, I'm
not. I heard
not.
You say that you're having trust issues with guys, but I couldn't understand what you said after that.
If I would be able to ever, like, get with someone who could deal with that.
Deal with what, honey?
The trust issues.
Oh, with your trust issues?
Mm-hmm.
So she has some issues trusting men, Ada, and she's wondering if she'll ever be with somebody who can deal with that.
She can become able to trust men if she learns how to meet them straight ahead, you know, look them in the eye, talk to them. There are a lot of very wonderful men out there, just like there are a lot of wonderful women, and they are being overlooked because they are man or woman. But a lot of times men are very cautious and they want to know that they are dealing with somebody who is honest and forthright. And she is, and if she keeps that energy, she can meet men and she'll know right away whether they're honest or not. Because if they're not, they're not going to try to pull the wool over her eyes very long because she'll walk away.
Yeah.
Simple.
Because my boyfriend right now, he, like, we're having issues with that. But I'm not sure if it's more so mine or if it's, I don't know if it's me, but he makes it seem like it's always me.
I think you're a little fearful of a lot of things. That's what I'm seeing here. And if I'm wrong, I'll stand graciously corrected.
Okay. So, it, like, as far as the relationship with me and him, it's mostly
if you're fearful, that's going to enter into everything and everybody you meet. And they're going to have an unwritten sense of that, which they don't really feel it, but they know it. They just don't know what it is.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is you've got to get rid of that fear.
Okay.
Start talking to God. Have a chat with him every day. He'll listen, and you'll see things change quickly because you are talking to the source of your being. And that will help you to change this fear that you've got. But you've got to do the talking. Nobody can do it for you. You have to do it. I talk to him every day anyway. I've been doing it for 70-some years now. And
mm-hmm.
I always have that feeling when something goes wrong, if I just be silent, if I just get out of my own way, it will turn around, and it does.
Okay.
Isn't a lot of it, getting back to what we were talking about in the beginning of the show, remaining positive? And,
mm-hmm.
you know, perhaps you could work on some affirmations with yourself.
Right.
Ada has a suggestion for what you can do first thing in the morning, looking in the mirror and tapping your temples.
Right, and saying, I am the light of God. I know I am the light of God, and I shall walk in that light. And you can do it. You can walk with a smile, and believe me, your life will turn around quickly.
And you need to think positive, T.
Right.
You know, I hear a lot of insecurity coming through.
There is a lot of insecurity. It's like she's afraid of life, literally. But what I'm telling you are positive things that will get you out of that hole and put you on your feet. That's
but
what you have
sure
to do.
It's not, it comes up, like the thing that I have an issue with is I'm not sure if it's intuition or fear.
Intuition or fear?
Mm-hmm.
What?
She's not sure if it's intuition or fear.
Well, it's intuition if it's coming from an unknown source. Why would you think it's fear? Is it nasty? Is it mean? Is it selfish? Or is it positive?
Because I'll get a vision of something but it pertains to when it's another person involved. But when I ask, people say, like, oh, that's just you. But, I mean, back in the past, I was right about certain things. So now, I know I'm not always right
about
everything.
You're probably right now if you just pay attention. So if it don't work, get away.
So that's not, so I don't think that it, so it, that can't be trust issues because it's more intuition, right?
What? You don't think it's what?
It's not trust
Go
issues.
Ahead.
It's intuition then.
She's questioning now whether it's trust issues or intuition.
Well, intuition comes with the knowing. When you get an intuitive answer, you get a knowing with it. And that means pay attention, watch what's around you, be aware, and follow the process. In other words, I was someplace a few days ago in a building, and someone came in and they were talking and doing all kinds of things, and I actually was looking down at a paper on a table. But in my mental energy pattern, it was saying, don't speak. So they were trying to get everybody to, you know, agree, answer. I didn't see a word. They just took it for granted. I agreed. But I didn't agree, and I didn't say a word. And when the ones that agreed left, me and some other people were still there. I mean, you just have to know that when you don't agree with something because it doesn't set well in your consciousness, then you be silent and then just walk away when the opportunity arises so you can.
Well, that's a good way to avoid conflict.
Right, because there won't be a conflict.
Right, right.
Yeah. And if they find out you're in conflict, you're going to have a problem. So you just shut up.
Well,
it's a very positive way to do something.
Yeah. T, it sounds like if you use your intuition and work on your knowing and let go of the idea that the problem has to do with anything, that the problem has to do with you. I mean, you just exercise some self-confidence. Work on self-confidence, because that's what I'm hearing is one of your issues. You're not trusting the knowing that you get.
Yeah, she's afraid of it.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't have the knowing if you weren't supposed to have it. So when you have it, use it.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, if you're driving down the street or you're on a bus and something tells you to get off the bus out of nowhere at the next stop, get off the bus. If you're driving a car and it tells you to make a right turn here, turn right. If the voice inside of your head says, something's not right, turn right, you do. And you avoid a problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can have that inner knowing and be grateful for it and thank God for it. And then prove to yourself that it really works.
Yes. Yeah.
Because it does really work.
Yeah, but the crazy thing is, so the way how I'm approaching it is, if you have a knowing or intuition, like when you're in a relationship about something that could be going on outside of it, you walk away from that.
What do you mean something that's going on outside of it? That's
like,
I don't understand.
For instance, it's like, if you get a vision or you see a person, let's just say, stepping out in the relationship, that's more of what I was trying to.
Is that your concern?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What do you say, Ada?
I think she should remove herself from the relationship. Quite simple.
But
if it's bothering her that much, then remove yourself. Find a better relationship.
Because
there are better ones. Yes, there are. There are better relationships.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you trust your intuition, T?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, go with it.
Yeah. It sounds like you have the answers already. You just need a little
information. It's not that easy to find I don't know. Maybe it is, but I'm very picky as far as relationships. So.
Well, that's good.
Okay.
Yeah, so see, that would be good.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
If it isn't positive, honey, if it isn't positive and it isn't bringing joy, then it's not worth wasting your time with.
Mm-hmm.
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
Yeah.
So, you know, cut your losses. Get rid of them.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
I'm on a radio show.
Well, thanks for calling, T.
Thank you.
Okay, let us know how things work out, honey. We're on every week. Whoops, she's gone.
Okay.
Oh, we are just about out of time. That was another show.
Okay. Well, we've had some very interesting people today.
Yes, we have. Yeah, a lot of different situations today.
And that's been good because that gives people food for thought.
Yes, it does. And most of the callers stayed on the line and listened to the whole show, so that's a good thing.
That is a wonderful thing, and I'm glad. And if they want to call, they can call me anytime between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. at 520-896-9510. And if they don't get an answer, leave a message on the phone. I will call them back because I do call people back when they leave me a message. If they don't leave a message, I don't call back.
Right.
Yeah, so that's what I do. But I want you all to have a blessed week and a blessed month. And happy, happy, happy laughter throughout the week. Because laughter is the best medicine there is.
It sure is.
Well, there isn't any better. So please have some laughter.
Sounds good. All right. Well, thank you, Ada.
You're welcome, and thank you.
Okay. Goodbye and God bless.
Goodbye and God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.